also another small group this week. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
What's up, everybody?
So, we'll get started, I guess, since, what did you guys think about the finale of Bastion?
I thought it was... I don't know, it almost seemed like yeah, motorcycle. It was almost as if like it was just so anticlimactic, where it's like, that's all you got for the ending.
Yeah, you think so?
I mean, it was a nice closure, but I kind of wanted just a little bit more.
Okay, all right. Understandable. Franco? You're kind of stumbling over your words there, Franco.
I was going to say, I kind of agree with Chris in the fact that, I mean, if you weren't paying attention in that long journey in the final bits of it, you're not really getting what happened or what the ramifications were. It's sort of just like spoken to you as you go through the last segment. I maybe could have used a cutscene there or something for a little bit more exposition.
A cutscene?
Like give us a little bit where it's just sort of blurted at you as you're, paying attention to the screen.
Right. Something that shows you the story instead of just telling you the story.
Yeah, in a way that, maybe not even a cutscene, but with, like panels or something. Instead of like, I'm playing the game. Don't try to tell me the story while I'm playing the game. Put the story in the game, where I, resolve it or deal with it. But, it just seemed that last part sort of got drawn out. And it was just for the purposes of them, giving you the story.
I felt that I got more story. I felt that I got more, got more of the story than I did throughout the rest of the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
But I was expecting a much harder boss battle at the end.
I think it was. I mean, to me, I saw that as sort of like it's... I mean, I don't know. So just to sidestep, did you guys choose to save the guy? I mean, to carry the guy's body, or did you leave him there?
I saved him. Or I took him.
Okay. Chris?
Yeah?
What did you, did you save the guy, or did you leave him there?
I saved.
Okay. So we all saved him. I kind of wish that one of us wouldn't have saved him, so that way we could have known what went on.
See, but, true. The other thing, too, is that, like, it seemed like the ending, like, that choice seemed to have no impact on the ending whatsoever.
That's what I was thinking.
Because I went back and I watched some YouTube videos of people saving him and not saving him, and it's the same ending.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's strange.
Yeah. I think it's more of a achievement that you get rather than an alternate or extended ending or what have you.
Right.
I think it's more there for just like, how do you identify with
the
character? What would you do?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of games out there that boast this kind of like, multiple endings, but it really doesn't change much.
True. I liked that part being there. I liked the choice. It kind of took me by surprise. I was like, oh, we suddenly have a choice in what we're doing and not just going around fighting.
I was surprised by that, too.
Yeah, and I liked the... just the heaviness of the choice, to leave him there or to carry his body. And then when you chose to carry his body, as all of you know, like, I was very moved about how they did that, because you're walking, carrying the body. You can't defend yourself. You can't fight. So all of these, they're all fighting you. And then halfway up the mountain or whatever you're going on, like, they stop. And you even, or at least in mine, like, there were even a couple of people who, like, stood in front of the fire and, like, blocked you, like, shielded you from their fire.
Yeah, so when I was playing it, once you got to, like, the steps area...
Yeah.
Everyone stopped firing at you.
Yeah.
And, like, there was the three people that were blocking the stairwell.
Yeah.
And they just moved aside, and then everyone just was just, like, standing there.
Yeah.
Can you die there?
No. It's, okay. It's, it felt like a very Last of Us ending...
Yeah.
To spoil no that spoilers. Game. But no one's it's been out played. For a while. Deal
yeah.
with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just trying to spare someone.
Oh, gosh.
It's been, what, 2 years? 2-3 years already since it's been out?
Right, let's settle this then. Franco, have you played The Last of Us?
Yes, I have.
Okay, never mind. Spoil away. that was easy.
Yeah.
Spoil it.
But yeah, I mean, it felt like a very Last of Us ending at that point,
yeah.
where they're escaping the makeshift hospital.
Yeah,
right. That was an awesome ending, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Let me just say though, if I ever make a video game, which hopefully that'll be something that happens someday, and if I ever make it so you have to carry a body at any point. I'm not going to probably significantly... Like, it just slow... I mean, it was just so...
It was.
Annoying. In any video game, that's the way it is, too. When you carry your body, it's like...
And the thing I loved the most was... So,
boy.
Once you're at the Bastion, when you're back at the Bastion, it's the first time in the entire game where you're actually running. And you're not just doing this, like, slow, like, waddle. And I'm like, where was this the entire game? Like, why does he now all of a sudden have a spring in his step after getting shot thousands of times with arrows?
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. He's like some kind of magical... I don't know.
Is it because he drank the hopscotch? Or, like, I don't know.
He's just really excited to get to the end of the world.
Yeah.
That's what he's excited to do. Excited to get to that ending. So did you guys start over did you guys start the Bastion, like, to let it start over the world, or did you stay in the Bastion with the old guy and the singer?
I continued forward.
Mm-hmm.
You and continued that, forward by letting, by dying. By
well,
letting
that,
the world
well,
rebuild
by dying.
Itself?
Yeah, by letting the
well,
Bastion.
Well, you are dying.
Yeah, but, I mean, you live. I mean, you just choose not to engage the whatever the Bastion machine, you just turn into this sort of this flying thing, and you and the guy and
the architect,
yes, the architect in Matrix terms, yes, continue to just, which I thought, you know, you think about it, and you know why? Because if you went back, there's no guarantee it wouldn't happen again. So why?
Oh, see, I went back.
Yeah, okay. I did too.
Yeah, well, I said, yeah, I mean,
interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no guarantee, no, but I don't know. I was just kind of like, do I want to hang out for the rest of my life with this, with the architect and this girl? And I'm not even sure if, like, the girl and the guy can hook up, because, like, the guy's, like, I don't know if he's a kid, I don't know if he's an adult, he could be, like, an old man. I have no idea. So I'm just like, no,
Well,
move on.
Yeah, I kind of felt the same way, because it was like, well, the world is kind of destroyed and falling apart as we know it right now,
yeah.
And I mean, sure, we can all go out in a blaze of glory at this point, but why not give it another chance? And then also the architect said that most likely it's going to revert back to everything, and we'll probably forget about each other.
Yeah.
But because of what we all went through, he was like, I think that's kind of highly doubtful that we will actually forget what happened. So,
yeah,
I mean, if there is that chance that they'll retain their memories and they can possibly do something to prevent the calamity from reoccurring.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like, I got with the girl, like, because I listened to both of them before I decided, because, you know, and, but I got what the girl was saying, because she, you know, she was saying, you know, My life before this. My life before this wasn't that, like, I don't know. She said my life began, I guess, when she got to the Bastion. Like, she was like, oh, everything that I would want is here. You know, I'm happy, you know, here. And I was like, well, I guess I can get that because, you know, I mean, they have kind of found, I guess, probably, you're assuming that they've kind of formed a really, you know, formed a friendship and, you know, kind of have this community, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But then that's assuming because they didn't really tell you that much about, too much about the characters and what they were doing right now, just about the past, but, and only bits and pieces about that, so.
Yeah, and I mean, I can understand where she's coming from, especially after going back to her homeland and seeing how her people just absolutely destroyed everything.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So. And then killed the guy because he failed, just because he couldn't stop the kid from going through everything, so. Yeah,
I thought it was really interesting when you're in the mines and you meet Zolf, and he's like, "Well, I'm not going to stop you, but my people will." And then you go back to the Bastion, and all of the I don't know if you'd call them enemies or the enemies turned friends. Like, they're all there, like attacking them and protecting the Bastion and you and.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was afraid that they would all perish, but there was a couple still left afterwards.
Yeah. did anyone go into the pot?
Yes.
No.
No.
Franco did.
That was really interesting because it basically told the story of Zia.
Oh, my goodness. Why didn't I do these? I'm going to have to get back and do these things.
So it was interesting because you'd fight a wave of enemies, and then the architect would continue on with her story, and then you'd fight some more, and then he'd continue on. So it was like back and forth for maybe 15 minutes or so, and it was just really interesting to kind of get more backstory.
Okay. Yeah.
It all depends on what ability you're at. Like I went into the pot once, which is a challenge level. Okay, all right.
You went to the pot?
Yeah, I went to the pot. Yeah,
once. In the pipe, in the
just
pot.
Just once, and I did not inhale. just once because I already did the pipe.
Right, the pipe and then the pot.
Yeah, so we got a pipe and a pot, and we're all confused. Yeah. So I finished the pipe.
Yeah.
So I finished the pipe, which did exactly what Chris said. It told his story up until the Bastion. So you learned that he went out and defended the wall. He was kind of abandoned, and then his mother died. Yeah.
It told the kid's story?
Yeah, it told the kid's story. So that lended more to my saying, let's continue on, because he really had a hard life leading up to that point.
So it was like,
I think moving on would be better. So that's why I chose, you know, so now I am kind of disappointed I didn't finish the pot, because then I told the girl's story all the way.
Yeah.
That's weird, because I didn't get Zia, I got Zia's story, not the kid's story.
No, the kid's story is with the pipe.
Oh, with the pipe, okay.
Right. Yeah, the pipe and then the pot. Yeah.
Okay.
Frank goes straight for the hard stuff, man. Yeah.
Was there a purpose to the mailbox?
No.
Puppy. Look at that. A dog
puppy. Barking?
Yeah, neighbor's dog.
Oh wow! Man, it's so loud.
The Chihuahua.
Of course. The smaller it is, the louder it is.
Yeah. Of course it is. What the fuck? I hate Chihuahuas, man.
So what were you saying, Chris?
There's a mailbox. Yeah, there's a mailbox there, and you go up to it, and you have the option of pressing X or whatever button it is, and it just shakes, and that's it.
I don't think there's a purpose to it. Okay. What do you think, Franco? Franco, what say you?
It's just like Squirt. You walk up to it, you press a button, and it just looks at you. The only thing that was nice was the gramophone.
Yeah.
It did play a little tune.
Oh, what?
Did you play this game, Stan?
Yeah, I did.
If you got the alligator thing, that pops up from the ground, if you brought him back, or the egg back,
right?
You press X and it follows you around the bastion.
Aww. Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I did try, well, because it was accident. Well, because I went up to the bedroll, and I thought it was going to be like something like the mailbox, to where he would just lay down and like get his health restored or something. But yeah, I did do the bedroll because it took you to a different place. Did anyone?
Where was the bedroll?
Franco, did you do the bedroll?
No, I did not do the bedroll.
There was a bedroll, guys. I swear.
I didn't even know there was a bedroll.
There was one on the floor by the entrance. It was right beside the pot. If Franco was too interested in the pot, I would put that.
Because I know, like, I went into the pot and apparently the architect said he ate so much he passed out and then laid down on the little mattress there. But I didn't see a bedroll.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you went to the bedroll, I didn't play all of it because I wasn't expecting, I wasn't prepared, and it was just a big battle of sorts. But I think it went more into Zolf's story.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I didn't play all of it. I backed out. But I did, Franco, I did play a few Proving Grounds.
Good.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't do very well with them, but you know, that's beside the point. The one with the Calamity Canyon, Franco, did you get that one? Did you beat that one?
That one was impossible.
I don't understand. So you're supposed to... So for those of you who haven't done it, you're supposed to, like, defend six of those, like, generator things behind, you know, on this platform. And you have all of these... What are they called again, Franco?
I forget what the guys with the big shoulders.
The big shoulders.
Yeah, they got shoulders. Yeah,
like they hit with a hammer. I don't know, but you have a bunch of them coming towards you, and you have to stop them from getting. You have to stop them from getting to the generators. So, you have to use the Calamity Canyon, the Calamity Cannon, and yeah, it's hard, because then, if they get past you, then it's all done for, because then they're near the generators, and if you kill them near the generators, it kills the generators as well. So, game over.
Yeah, you have to hold off a horde of, like, I forget how many, 70 or something like that.
Jeez.
Like, it felt like I was shooting forever, and I was only down to, like, 45.
Oh, you were what, like, forever?
Shooting.
Shooting.
Ah, okay.
Sorry. That's my accent. Sorry. That's what happens when you live in West Virginia for your entire life.
Just let that go.
Anyway. Yeah, so it's difficult. It's very difficult. That's the point to my story.
Okay.
But I did notice the music more in the finale, in this last part.
Yeah.
Music is very well done. Yes. There's one, and I think it played a song towards the end, I think, and it was really pretty. But I can see why they have the soundtrack available.
They do have a Bastion soundtrack.
They do.
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
I have it.
Really?
Wow.
Fantastic.
You know, I love the idea of game soundtracks, but the only one I probably would buy is the Doom one, because it's freaking awesome.
Which Doom one?
The new Doom one.
Oh, really?
I don't know why they don't have an official soundtrack for it, because it would sell. I don't know why they haven't done one.
The only game soundtracks that I ever listen to are Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with soundtracks is, like, dates, I don't know, like, in a game, take Final Fantasy X, for instance, or any Final Fantasy, for that matter.
Yeah.
You've got, you know, your boss battle fight music, and your battle music, and, like, your town music, that we hear 1,000 times during the course of our gameplay.
Yeah.
But, like, the other random songs that are on the album, no one knows what the heck they are. And, like, yeah. I have found myself listening, and some of them are, like, you know, 8 or 9 minutes long.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, I'm bored. I don't want to listen to this. I listen to the same three songs on an album that has, you know, 17 or 25 songs.
Yeah.
So I stopped buying them. I used to buy them all the time.
Yeah.
I got the Halo 2 soundtrack back when it came out. That was a mistake. It had a Breaking Benjamin song on it.
I bet you listen to that all the time. In the car, when you're going to sleep. Yeah.
Just to get myself amped up for the day.
Get yourself amped up for the day.
For the day of sitting at a desk.
You go into work and you're like, guys, I listened to my Halo 2 soundtrack this morning. Yeah. I am pumped.
Today we slay the covenant, people. Time to bring it home.
I was just getting my hair problem. For the rest of the day, you must refer to me as Master Sergeant.
Yeah, Master Chief.
Master Chief, sorry. The only one I would actually download or actually gather would be the Fallout, the whole Fallout soundtrack.
Really?
Sure.
That's so random.
All those great tunes.
Oh, you mean like the ones from the radio?
Yeah, the radio tunes?
Yeah.
Frank cares all about it. Yeah.
Dude, Fallout 3 got me back into, like, I mean, not that I was ever into it, but it got me into, like, the 20s and 30s.
Oh, yeah.
Music. I love 20s.
It's awesome.
The other game that I think did that, did BioShock do that?
Yes, BioShock. Yes. Yes.
Wasn't as, I don't think as prominent as Fallout, but it was.
No.
I think Fallout 4, though, reinvented its own music for the game. I don't think it used original songs.
Oh, no, I looked up their soundtrack. That's all the songs that the Diamond City plays, they're all real songs from
really? I thought some of them were not.
Except
Fallout Diamond City?
Well, there's Diamond City Radio, and the other one is just plays classical music.
Diamond City, baby. I was so happy when I walked into Diamond City and realized it was Fenway Park. That was the coolest thing I've ever seen. But, you know, one thing, this is not an exciting story, but every time I kept searching Bastion online, I had to specify.
Keep getting the Overwatch pet,
Overwatch, you had so many videos of people hating on Bastion, which I agree with, but, like, come on. I use Bastion more now, even though people hate him.
That was annoying me to no end whenever I was trying to search for something for Bastion in Overwatch kept coming up. Like,
you
no.
have to, like, type in, oh, Bastion the game.
Yeah, I know.
Like, yes.
Bastion with the white-haired boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Of indeterminate age.
Forever to be a tweener. It's like, well, he's either 14, 15, 16.
You know. Or 25. Or 65. Or 80. Yeah. Right. Yeah. we're not quite sure.
Yeah.
So, just so we're all on the same page, we're playing through... We're going to stop when we see, 1 year later?
Yes.
On Fandango? Now, does it then say, like, the following year? Does it say, like, 1 year later again? Or does it just say, like...
No, I think it just continues to say 1 year later.
Okay.
1 year
later. So, every time we see 1 year later, we'll just stop the first time. You know what I mean.
When you see 1 year later, stop.
Yes. You know, I don't think I even got that far when I played the first time, so I'm excited to... I'm going to just start over and play again, because it's worth it.
And like I said before...
Are you going to play through it again?
Yeah.
And
then
just remember, yeah.
Like I said before, don't be afraid to use a walkthrough or a guide.
No walkthrough for me, baby.
Oh, you're going to regret it. I'm going to have a walkthrough right next to me. I don't give a crap.
No walkthrough for me.
So but yeah, I mean, if you want the authentic 1998 experience,
where
rip your hair out.
The internet wasn't really a thing at that time, so
mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, I love that genre, but it sunk itself because the puzzles were too obscure.
Yes,
and like you're just running around aimlessly. Like Monkey Island is one of my favorite franchises ever, and the puzzles. It's right up there with Grim Fandango. They're so insane.
Yeah.
So insane. And sometimes, like, in Monkey Island, you can do something with items in your inventory, like, that have absolutely nothing to do with the game. Like, you can, like, assemble yeah. things.
Sure.
And it's just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you're just like, have, we're not supposed to, or we're just supposed to do this. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can build, you go to this prosthetic store in Monkey Island. Anybody played Monkey Island?
I have not, no.
Or just Monkey Island 3. At one point, you go to this prosthetic store, and you can get, like, a leg and a head and a torso, and you can build this thing he calls the Abomination of Nature. And it does nothing. You can, like, show it to people, and they're just like, they'll be like, oh, I don't think I want to show it to anybody. I don't want them to know I'm carrying this around in my pants. Just really weird things like that, and it doesn't do anything.
That reminds me, just to date myself, playing, like, one of the Leisure Suit Larrys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You will go into a...
This game is hilarious.
I don't think they called it a 7-Eleven, but whatever. And they had a 32-gallon Big Gulp.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
And he's put it in your pocket, question mark, and you say, yeah. And the guy on the screen looks at you, what are you, nuts? And he stuffs the trash bag, trash can-sized Big Gulp into his pocket.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's funny, because, like... Oh, go ahead, stop.
I was going to say, it's the same thing with, because we were really big, my family was really into the King's Quest series. And it was that way with those as well. Like, they would just put quirky things in there.
Yeah,
I've heard King's Quest. I believe that's not a comedy game, all right? That's like an actual point and click, like...
It's an actual point and click, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not it's like a serious...
As it went on, it had lighter tones to it.
I think that's on the earlier the PlayStation ones. Store.
That's the new
or
one.
Or it's on... Oh, is it a reboot?
I think it's just, it goes along with the same, idea, but it's an episodic thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what I'm thinking of. You can do the PlayStation Now and stream them.
Oh, okay.
All the episodes are on there.
Oh, wow. So are we rating this? We need to rate Bastion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, do you want me to take notes on what people's... I will. Franco!
I've got it right here.
You got it? Okay.
Oh, you can take notes if you want, but I've got the...
Bowden will be the official cipherer.
Well, you know, I looked at the graphic that I usually make, and, like, I haven't done one since Firewatch.
Yeah.
So yeah, we know.
I'm just slack. Hey.
I know.
All right, well, Franco...
I will give it I'd say a 7.5. Very playable.
like a token sound.
My wife has a soundtrack, yes.
Do you have any feedback or like reasons? What did you give it again?
7.5.
Seven and a half.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good game.
Yes, good value. I mean, it was the price point was perfect at what it was, you know, didn't expect, you know, a $60, you know, mega game, but just right. Perfect.
Right. Okay. All right. Chris?
So I bought this game 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I've been picking it up and putting it down for the past 4 years.
Okay.
It was just one
of
those.
Do every game?
No. It was one of those things where I guess I wasn't paying too much attention, so I wasn't really getting fully involved into the game.
Mm-hmm.
But playing it this time and picking it up where I left off, it's like I really started to get into it. I found it a lot. So the levels were challenging but not frustrating like they were in what's
Transistor.
The other? Transistor. Mm-hmm. The other thing too that I liked about it was that there wasn't a lot of reading and like stuff that required you to really do stuff
in
order to understand the overall story and the lore and everything. And it was presented in such a great way. The art, like, I loved the art. I loved the whole aspect of, as you're moving, progressing through the level, like, it's building before you.
Right.
So it keeps you guessing because you're not quite sure who's going to show up or what's there or anything like that.
Right.
The weapon system, I found it a lot easier this time around to pick up and get a hang of things. There mm-hmm. There are certain weapons that you get that you'll get more comfortable with, than others, which I like because it gives you a broad range of fighting styles, and you can either do melee or ranged or, you know, stuff like that. And then you also have the special abilities where you can do extra special stuff. The music was great. I think it was one of the best parts of the game itself.
Mm-hmm.
And just the overall presentation, like the guy narrating as you're going through, where you kind of later find out that the architect is telling the story to Zia the whole time, which I found was really interesting that, you know, the whole time it was just him talking to this girl about the kid and everything. I wanted to stop and just, like, go on YouTube because I was getting a little bored with it. But then I'm watching YouTube and I'm like, you know, this looks a lot more fun. So I turned it back on and basically finished the game at that point.
You're more boring watching it on YouTube.
Yeah, I think that lends itself to it as well, that it's just, once you get going, you really get sucked in and you want to keep going and everything. And it gives you the option of doing these side quests and doing these levels to get more training with the weapons if you really wanted to. But it's not required to do it, which is, I think, great as well, because you can still power through the game without being super high levels and all that stuff.
Exactly.
So, with that being said, I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Okay.
It would have been higher if there was an actual dog in the game.
So. I love it. I love it.
So, yeah.
8.5 it is.
As a side note, like, could you imagine being that girl and listening and hearing the story from the architect, like, the way that he was narrating it?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how long that story would be?
Like, hurry up!
Yeah, because it was basically the kid was going to get Zolf, and the architect is just talking to her the whole time as he's doing that. So it was just like, that poor girl.
All the time you're not playing the game, she's just sitting there waiting for the rest of the story.
Chris, what else does she have to do?
Right.
She's the one that wanted to stay on Bastion with the kid and the architect the entire, you know, for the rest of her life. So I guess she enjoyed it. Anyways, okay, so, wow, you covered a lot, Stanton. You covered a lot. I really, as you said, I really enjoyed the combat. I just, you know, as you said, it was challenging, but not, like, extremely frustrating, and I didn't make it any harder. I just had it on normal mode, but if you wanted to, you could. You know, I didn't use any idols either. You could use the idols or do something like that and make it a lot harder. I just went straight through. So I really enjoyed the combat. I enjoyed the different weapons. The dueling pistols were really good, and the flamethrower. Those were nice. And,
you're all bashing, right?
Yeah. maybe. And I enjoyed the ending. It was very surprising to me. I was more moved than what I thought I would be. I wasn't, like, in tears, but it definitely got my heart a little bit. And I definitely, like, towards the end, with the choice of whether to stay on the Bastion or to restart everything, like, it was definitely a choice. Like, I sat there and thought about, okay, well, what do I want to do? Like, you know, which one would I want to choose? So it definitely put, not consequence to the action, but it definitely gave you a reason to want to really think about the decision, or at least in my case it did. The music was amazing. I really wish I knew how old the main character was, because it really bothers me. And there definitely needs to be more dogs. So with all that aside, I think that I would give it an 8.
Yeah, you reminded me too that, the one thing that I really appreciate with this game is that it let you decide how hard you wanted the game to be.
Exactly.
which is, you know, you don't see that often in video games.
Yeah. If you want to be a noob, you can be a noob. If you want to, like, go all hardcore, then by God, do it.
Yeah.
Chris?
That just leaves me. All right. I think that this game's strengths are in the gameplay and in the narrative. I don't particularly care for the story itself. Didn't really excite me that much. I thought it was okay. Yeah. I thought it was... It's compelling enough to make you want to keep going and kind of see what happens, but like Steph said, it's kind of just like, eh. Chris kind of mentioned it was anticlimactic as well. It's just really not... It's, I don't think it's their strongest game. But we'll see what Pyre brings. I think I think that, I mean, for me, it's all about the art style. I love love the art style, and I love how like the art itself tells the story, and it kind of just puts you, when you see it, you immediately know what kind of game you're in for and what kind of world you're in for. And I think that, I don't know. It was definitely something different when it first came out. I remember playing it like right at PAX and right when it first came out. And it was just like, oh, this game is really cool. The narrative, like no one's ever told a story like this before. It's super cool. What was I going to say about that? I forget. But anyway, I give it an 8.5. It's definitely a good game. I don't think there's anything really wrong with it. I think it's one of those games that's, you're either going to love it or you're just going to kind of like it, you know?
Yeah.
So... That's my rating, so.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess next week we will reconvene for
Grim Fandango.
All right.
And we'll see who has to use a guide and who doesn't.
Scout's honor, you got it.
No challenge. No challenge here at all.
I am not... ashamed of using the guide. I play the game. It's a rough one.
Alrighty. Okay.
Alright, folks.
Alright.
See you next week.
You guys have a good weekend.
Bye.
Alrighty.
Bye.